Union workers concerned about their jobs have been the most vocal in opposing the Carlisle Group's offer to purchase ManorCare nursing homes. Members of Service Employees International have been running commercials and have also spoken to state lawmakers. The union says the Carlisle Group has little experience in health care and may have to cut staff to ensure profits for shareholders. The Carlisle Group has issued a public pledge to state regulators that it would provide adequate resources. This promise was echoed at a public hearing by ManorCare's CEO Stephen Keogh, who promised the deal won't affect patient care.
Let me say this very clearly. We will not reduce staffing of caregivers in our nursing centers or our assisted living centers, and our staffing levels are well above the requirements set by the state of Wisconsin.
But long-term care advocates say such a buyout removes the patient further from the operators of nursing homes. And personal injury attorneys are also concerned. Jeff Pittman sues nursing homes accused of neglect. He says Carlisle's buyout of ManorCare could mean a complicated paper chase to figure out who's financially responsible for injured patients.
They create corporations that limit their liability for harm that's caused to residents. These corporations make it difficult to find out who owns, controls, operates, manages the nursing home, and who's ultimately financially responsible.
State regulators will decide later this week whether to issue the Carlisle Group a nursing home license. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.